U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged Asian nations today to vigorously enforce the latest U.N. sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are intended to deny the North ship access to ports for shipping's banned cargo and to cooperate in enforcing financial sanctions against designated firms that support North Korea's nuclear program. Speaking to Asian delegates in Bangkok and Thailand, Clinton also said Washington would pursue every avenue to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. John Svensson Wright is a senior lecturer in East Asian Studies and a visiting professor at Seoul National University. He's told us that there is a growing consensus among Asian nations that something has to be done to deal with the threat posed by North Korea.
I mean, we've seen a very coordinated response through the United Nations in actually putting this new resolution together. There is, I think, a strong sense of concern throughout the region about North Korea's behavior. It's even possible that the decision by North Korea to turn back the vessel that was allegedly carrying material to Myanmar, possibly missile parts, possibly nuclear technology, was itself prompted by a decision on the part of the Myanmar government to abide by the terms of the UN Security Council resolution. That's somewhat speculative, but if a country that's as much of an outlier as Myanmar is willing to enforce these sanctions, and it said it would, then I think that's an indication that there is a growing, I think, regional consensus. Something has to be done to deal with the threat posed by North Korea.